One of them did. My youngest daughter did, but she doesn't anymore.
How many children did you have?
Four.
How old are they?
23, 22, 20, and 16.
They're all, what about out of high school?
Yeah, the three, well, my older daughter is married. She goes to school in Gainesville, she and her husband. My older son lives and works in Tallahassee. My third child, which is boy, is in the Merchant Marine, and right now he's somewhere between the United States and Brazil or Portugal. We really don't know where he is. We haven't heard from him in a week.
Let's see.
Now,
what about your bedroom? What furniture do you have in there?
Have a desk, an antique chest for my husband that came out of my grandmother's hotel. Triple dresser, queen size bed, chair, lamps, bedside table.
You mentioned chest. Was that just a regular chest of drawers?
Yeah, it's kind of a thin one with the beveled edge swing mirror on the top.
Can you hang clothes in there?
No.
Have you ever seen the kind that you can hang clothes in? Mm-hmm. What do you call those?
Chiffon robe.
Yeah. You ever heard anybody call it a wardrobe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does that mean the same thing?
Well, when I think of wardrobe, I think of the clothes that you have that you put on your body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Where do you hang your clothes now?
In the closet.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. You mentioned couches. Any other terms you'd ever use for a couch?
Sofa.
Does mean the same thing?
Sofa and couch would to me now, unless you talk about a hide a bed or a day bed would be something that you could sleep on.
You ever heard anybody else, or older people or anybody, use a different term for couch or sofa?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
Let's see. You ever heard the term settee?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that. I don't know anyone that uses that, though.
Not really in use.
Mm-hmm.
And this. You have fireplaces or anything in your house?
Not in my present one, no.
Did you end up in a place where you grew up?
Yes, there was a fireplace. In.
Tell me how you How you did you ever make a fire?
Uh-uh.
Do you know how?
Yeah, I think I do.
Can you tell me how?
Well, you'd have to. I would have to have plenty of newspaper, you know, and possibly catch the roof on fire. And lots of matches, and some kindling. Soft pine would be the best, I guess, to start it with. And then after it gets burning, throw in a good old oak log. Now, my grandmother used coal in her, mostly coal in her fireplace in the hotel.
Did she, what'd you call the kind of the bucket, the thing she carried the coal in? She have any kind of special name?
Coal bucket.
It's coal bucket. We were talking about the fireplace. What do you call the thing that the smoke goes out?
Chimney?
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the open place in front of the fireplace?
Hearth.
And what about the, sometimes it's board that runs above it, you put?
Mantelpiece.
Let's see, you mentioned kindling. Ever heard anybody call that anything else?
No. I don't think so.
Ever heard the term lighted, a lighter?
A lighter knot? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but I wouldn't think of a lighter knot as being... A lighter knot is a big... off of a tree where a big knob, and it burns for a long time. So but I wouldn't start a fire with a light or not.
Let's see. And what do you call the black stuff that we put inside the chimney?
Soot.
And the gray, white.